For decades, Alaskans on the Kenai Peninsula looking for work, job opportunities, or looking for a pathway on job opportunities have gone to the annual job fair. We've talked previously with Sarah Bieber, who is the Gulf Coast Regional Manager for the Alaska Department of Labor and the Job Service over here in Kenai. And Sarah, it's different this year. It's a great show. The layout is perfect, and the attendance in talking to the vendors has really been greater than ever before. What would you attribute that to?
I would attribute it to a lot of things. First and foremost, an excellent staff that knows what they're doing and has worked really hard to give us another 14 vendors this year. We usually average around 50 per year. We're at about 62, 63, 64. We did have a couple that didn't show up, and then one that we didn't know was registered show up to take a spot as well. So, staff that know what they're doing, engagement, really hard work, and vendors that are looking for job seekers. We've also done a lot of advertising. Soldotna High School brought students in this year, and just getting the word out that there are opportunities available, whether it's in employment, whether it's in training, and the tools that work within the job center to help people on their way.
Okay, now Jason Warfel is the Peninsula Job Center Supervisor, and I guess you've put this whole thing together this year, right, Jason?
Well, I had a big part in it, but we also have our business connections person, Kate Cooper, who has been very integral in getting this all set up and doing a lot of employer outreach and organizing and getting everything together as well. So it's been a team effort.
And the flow seems to be very almost feng shui. I mean, you come in, you're greeted, you know, by the local bankers, you know, Wells Fargo. And then if you go to the right or to the left or down the middle, and again, Sarah, being more vendors than we've ever seen here before, and talking to those vendors, they say that there are more people coming in that are qualified to go to work and that are ready than have been in the past. Have you also noticed that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the change in layout, I think, actually came with the fact that we had more vendors and we moved things around a little bit to kind of accommodate the greater number of tables. And in doing so, I think it just sort of opened things up and created that flow of traffic. And we're seeing we are seeing a lot of job seekers in there and getting a lot of good feedback so far. So
now, in the early years, Sarah, as you'll recall, there were many, many oil and gas jobs and people looking for workers, and yet there seem to be smaller businesses and a more variety at this year's job show than ever before. People from internet connections to local vendors, and we're not seeing as many of the industrial oil and gas vendors here.
Yeah, no, that's very true. We do have a smattering of them, and we do, of course, have the support service companies that, you know, come behind oil field to provide various tasks. And we do have a lot of new faces this year, which is something I really like to see. Of course, we want our people coming back through the door because that means something worked for them. They were happy with the services and wanted to try it again to engage with folks. But those new faces, it's so nice, and we've gotten a lot of positive feedback because those aren't necessarily employers that we've engaged with before. There are new owners over at McDonald's, and they're here today, for instance. They ran out of applications, as did Subway. So we have more of a mix, especially for our youth versus adult job seekers. We have a little bit more of a mix and a little bit more of a variety for those populations to engage with the employers. Of course, we always want our oil field support systems and our big companies here, too. And we've got NANA Management. ASRC is here as well. But we're not just focused on the big employers. We are focused on anybody that is looking to connect with a job seeker.
And it's great for the young people to see the opportunities are not just industry related, but across the board, from healthcare to internet to sophisticated things. It's a great place to get ready for it. Let me ask you the difficult question now, because if the boy who has been crying wolf for the last 40 years, if the wolf actually arrives and we have a pipeline and we bring in thousands of workers, two-phase question. One, if a young person wanted to be prepared for entering that workforce in those high-paying jobs, would you be here to assist them?
Absolutely. And one of the biggest points within the job fair right now, we not only have employers, we have training providers. So it's a career and job fair. You can come in and look for employment, but you can also look for the opportunities that are available for anybody, young or old, that for training. So if you wanted to get a commercial driver's license, something along those lines, those vendors are there as well. Those are things that our young people can explore in figuring out, okay, the occupational trail that they would follow to get into oil field work or construction work or, you know, those kind of higher paying opportunities that are available for them. So there's more than just the actual connection with a job. You can connect with a training provider. And guess what? We have grant funding that will pay for that training, whether it's a short-term credential, a college degree, AvTech, vocational training, commercial driver's licenses. We have those things to support people so they don't have to worry so much about the cost or taking on the full weight of the cost to go to school and gain a career.
What a great person to be. What a great opportunity. What a great time and opportunity to be a young person again. And Jason, it sounds like what Sarah's talking about is training, not just what jobs are available and where can I go out for an interview, but if I want to learn about seeking a pathway, that you've got a lot of that information available here as well.
Yes, we definitely do. We have staff here that is very knowledgeable and has resources here and tools to help people do a lot of career research. And we have interest assessments and just lots of ways. We meet with people at an individual level and help them determine what options are available, what's going to be interesting and exciting for them, what direction they might want to take, and how to proceed to do that.
So it's not just the job fair. It's a year-round deal. And are you going to do it again next year?
That's the plan. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We can't break tradition.
It's a great thing to have, and it's a great service that we have provided by the Alaska Department of Labor. Our workforce development, the this year's job fair over at the Old Cars Mall. I'm Merle Sikorsky with Sarah and Jason, returning you to that well-worked sound of KSRM.